B-Pod Studios.
WNKS, Charlotte, a Beasley Media Group station, home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Kiss 95.1, the number one Kiss Music Station.
What you're hearing is actually an experiment. Scientists placed a Yankee, a Southern boy, and a Miami girl in the same room to observe how they interact with each other. For reasons unexplained, they created the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. If they see other humans, they tend to make immature jokes, so we place them on the radio for your safety.
Once I get lubed up, I'm ready to go. I'll talk to anybody.
Okay, that experiment failed.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's Morning Show, Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Good morning.
Does anybody have any idea what today is?
I believe it's Friday.
Yeah,
it's
Friday.
Wait. Hold on, Friday chanters. Not just any Friday, a three-day weekend Friday. Yay!
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yes, a three-day weekend. And BT Dubs, anybody who is concerned with Hurricane Dorian who doesn't live in Florida.
You mean now at my house?
By the way, yeah, we got some news that we'll talk about coming up here in just a little bit. Yesterday we mentioned how Loren's mom and dogs are coming to the chateau to stay, to escape the hurricane in Florida. And then yesterday we got a text message from Loren saying more people are coming.
Yeah.
We do need to mention that. But no, Brad Panovich, chief meteorologist at WCNC, friend of the Manny, Roy, and Loren show, posted that you should not be concerned at all if you're going to go to the coast, either North or South Carolina. The hurricane will have no effects on your weekend right through Labor Day.
Good.
So how about that? And the weather looks fantastic.
But it will eventually make its way up the coast,
next weekend,
right?
Yeah, but not to like Thursday or Friday.
Okay,
so
right.
We're all set for a three-day Labor Day weekend.
I was seeing memes that my friends were posting in Florida that was like, hey, Hurricane Doreen, we already had Monday off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you really didn't need to come Labor Day weekend.
That's funny. Yeah, we are keeping an eye on that for sure.
I posted on Twitter that I'm hunkering down. I'm already hunkered.
Yeah.
I'm prepared.
What are you doing for Labor Day weekend?
I have zero plans.
No, Loren?
I don't know. I'm hosting a gaggle of people,
yeah.
So I guess I'm having a party.
Yeah, I'll come over to that. I literally have no plans. I wanted to be on a boat, but it's too late to get a boat rental. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you got to wait till the last minute for things like that.
Yeah.
Who wants to take Roy on a boat? 704-570-9595.
Yeah.
I'm going up to the mountains.
You are?
Well, I'm going to see my mother-in-law, but Dean and I are going to head over to Boone either Saturday or Sunday and do like an ATV tour thing.
Cool.
You could be 6 years old and ride with somebody, so he's going to ride with me. What about your day in 30 seconds, though, Roy? What did you do yesterday?
Yesterday, I left work because I was feeling ill and my back was hurting. I felt like I was kind of falling apart, to be honest.
Like the Tin Man.
I mean, it's like nothing was working right. And so I went to see my trainer to work out my back. I'm like brand new. I can move.
That's great.
He shoved a ball into the area that hurts.
Okay.
And it fixed it. And I don't know how it worked. I don't know the science behind that.
The pressure point.
I guess so, but it's just like the ball against my skin. It's amazing.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing what balls can do.
That's, by the way, I made like 3 inappropriate jokes at the gym because the majority of my workout involved balls. And I realized I got to stop. You know, it's inappropriate and there's other ladies around and they don't know that I'm gay and I mean no harm. You
right,
know, they
right.
might think I'm just some creepy guy over there.
So. Yesterday for me, I did my fantasy football draft. And I've realized that, like, what used to be just kind of a fun thing where you draft a football team and you ha-ha-ha with your friends and you go and you play has now turned into something that's way more competitive and takes way more research. Like, you almost have to, like, do, like, 3 weeks' worth of research to draft your team. It's almost like I run the Panthers. And I don't want to have that kind of pressure.
It's aggressive, too. Do you guys, like, talk crap to each other in the middle of your draft?
Yes, of course. And like, people are like, oh, that's the worst. So, like, Ezekiel Elliott, Roy, he plays for the Cowboys, and he's sitting out. But he's really good. So, like,
Ezekiel Elliott?
Ezekiel? Yeah, well, Zeke. Zeke Elliott, right. Yeah. Zeke Elliott's sitting out, and, like, he's really good. So I took a chance on him, and I had the fifth pick, so I picked him. And everybody was like, oh, you're dumb. You're so stupid. He's not going to play. I was like, no, I think he will. I after I picked him, I went and read an article, like, on some fantasy research site. They're like, do not pick Ezekiel Elliott. He's most likely not going to play until midseason at the latest.
Man.
At the earliest. And I'm like, ugh. I don't have time. Who has time to study fantasy football? Just take my $20.
I think you can just download, like, something that tells you who to draft. Just go down the list. Cross them off as they get drafted.
Anyway, how about you, Roy Boy?
About football?
Yeah, well, no, you already did your day. Yeah, right, we need to hear from you.
I am excited. The one thing I know about sports is one of your ex-Cowboys players came out as bisexual, and I was like, yay. That was fun.
Yeah.
Hey, we are going to do our high school football picks, too, coming up around 6:38 this morning. So what about you, Lauren? Your day in 30.
So I went to the Panthers game last night, and I had a great time. It was beautiful out. So my husband and I went, and when we were coming out, I finally talked Dallas into riding the scooters.
Oh, good.
So I was like, oh, well, we'll take the scooters, you know, far away enough from the stadium where we can get an Uber and get back. Well, none of the scooters around the stadium work after the game. None of them. They all say unavailable. I tried.
You know why?
They're reserved already.
Oh, wait, hold on. What was that, Nicole?
They don't do it after dark?
Yeah, once it stopped getting dark, they stopped doing it.
Oh, you can't
drive
scooters at night anymore. Oh.
I didn't know that. So, like, I'm literally trying every app that I have downloaded on my phone, and we're walking from, like, scooter to scooter to scooter.
Lime spin bird.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Did not know that.
No more night rides. All right.
So how did you have to call an Uber and wait a gazillion hours?
Yeah, we walked as far as we could, and then we called an Uber.
To walk? You parked here at the radio station?
No, we left our cars at Elio's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Elio's Noche, yeah. Wonderful restaurant. All right. Okay, well, preseason is over. The Panthers start for real next week.
Yeah, they won last night, so
yeah, that's good. Yeah. Okay. All right, up next, though, we got to tell you, you're sitting in the car right now, and you may or may not be beating traffic. Like, you may be in a commute right now that in, like, another 30 minutes, you know you're going to be stuck in traffic. Well, a new poll was released, and it tells you, it's the Urban Mobility Report, and it tells you how much each city wastes in money in traffic. So how much the Charlotte traffic is costing each individual, how many hours, and how much money per year. It's kind of shocking.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Manny, Roy, and Larry Morning Show. Help Roy decide which football team he should pick. Shoot us a text, 704-570-9595. High school football starts, of course, tonight. Although last week we played, but I mean, you know, the games will start tonight. Some games will be tomorrow. Roy needs help. He's over there. He's on the struggle bus.
I'm trying to pick the best team. Here's the thing. Last week, I picked Olympic when they were up against Myers Park, but Myers Park destroyed them.
Mm.
So which, by the way, I'm still rooting for Olympic in that game. I was really upset by this. So I thought, because I need to get a win on the board, I thought I'll go with Myers Park this week. But they're not playing. So I don't know what to do.
All right.
And my whole strategy of winning is now out the...
You can call Roy 704-570-9595 or shoot him a text. What high school? It doesn't even have to be in Union or Mecklenburg County. We'll do the outer counties, too. We're just going to pick a different high school every Friday and keep up with the results. The losers, the bottom two out of the four of us, Nicole, Roy, and Loren, will be handcuffed together at the end of the season.
You think Cherville has a good team? They're 1-0.
Yeah, it's better than 0-1. Real quick, Loren, this is crazy. You know, we don't have to deal with traffic. We're kind of fortunate to get in and out of here in down traffic times early in the morning and then, like, midday. When it comes to congestion, the Queen City is better off than a lot of other urban cities, coming in just 28th worst in congestion. And to put that in perspective, like, L.A. is number one. And the average person will spend 119 hours a year in traffic.
Wow.
San Francisco / Oakland, 103.
Anything outside of California?
D.C. was number three ahead of New York.
Yeah, D.C.
102 hours.
Bad.
Atlanta, 77 hours.
Is this in a year again?
This is a year, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're only like 600 hours here in Charlotte.
Try 54 hours.
A year?
Yeah.
No, that's not accurate.
Really? That's the average.
So if Sterling's
yearly delay per driver, 54 hours.
If Sterling spends 40 minutes in the car both ways, that's what, an hour and a half a day?
Yeah.
All right, you times that by 360 days.
Yeah, but you're not going to work 360 days a year.
Good point. So hang on. Let me do the math.
Times that would be like 5 times 52, right? 52 weeks a year.
260. It's 390.
Yeah, this says the average delay per driver is 54 delay. Hours in Charlotte.
I don't know.
So, like, the difference between, like, driving to work and there not being traffic and then driving to work and there being traffic, the difference is what they're saying is the wasted time.
Yeah. This is, by the way, is from the Texas A&M Transportation Institute, as if I even knew there was one of those. The excessive fuel per driver per year is 22 gallons. That's how much you burn.
Just sitting in traffic.
The amount it costs you on lost wages, waiting, $1,100 a year.
Ugh. You know, there's some people that spend like an hour and a half commuting. Could you imagine?
No.
Dallas used to do that when we lived in South Florida. He would drive from Boca Raton to like South Miami every single day. And it just burned him out. Like, he hated his job when he was down there, you know?
We hear from a lot of people that listen to us for long commutes. All right, Lorraine, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
So Mike Posner, we know he got bit by the rattlesnake. But wait until you hear what he had to deal with in the hospital and what he's doing now. I'll tell you coming up in 3 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kix 95.1.
So Mike Posner, he's doing his walk across America. And we know that he got held up in Colorado because he was bitten by a rattlesnake and hospitalized. Well, he says when he was in the hospital, he didn't think it was going to be, like, such a big deal. Like, okay, I got bit by a rattlesnake. I go in, I get some treatment, and I leave. Well, he said he ended up spending 5 days in the hospital and 3 of them in ICU.
Yeah.
That's so crazy to me. But he said, that's not going to stop me. He has gone through his physical therapies. He can walk again, and he's going to continue on his trek across America.
I can't wait to read his book.
Yeah. Post Malone's got a new song out. And this is one that he performed it live, so we got a little sneak peek of it, but it officially dropped last night at midnight. Run away, I dare you to go
further. I'm waiting on you. I love it. I told you. I got really impressed at the Grammys with Post Malone's musical ability. Like, I thought he was just kind of a lyricist, rapper type, but he played the guitar and sang and...
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Kendall Jenner and Emily Ratajkowski are two models being sued that they need to give their money back from the Fyre Festival in the bankruptcy case.
Stop!
So they're saying that they weren't transparent with their followers over paid posts and...
Wow, that's amazing. Oh, my God.
And I'll never say that again.
Ever, ever, ever.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Every week at this time, we're going to pick our high school football teams. And then on Monday, in this case Tuesday, we will come back. We'll recap our teams that we pick each week. And we're going to do this for the whole season. The bottom two out of the four of us, Loren, Nicole, Roy, and myself, Maney, the bottom two will be handcuffed together for 24 hours. That's the bet. So Roy is still trying to think who he should take. We have a lot of people on hold that are trying to persuade you, Roy. Let's jump on the phones real quick.
This is Rob in Charlotte. Rob?
Good morning.
I was so upset Monday.
Listen, I definitely understand, and...
I think it was rigged against you guys.
Well, who is Rob?
Rob is a teacher at Olympic.
Oh, yeah, you picked them against Myers Park.
Yeah, and so I just wanted to say thanks to Roy for having faith in us. I heard your little spiel last week about, and kind of, you know, made me happy, even really hearing about somebody talking about Olympic. But yeah, so I just want to say thank you for having faith. But this year, or this week, we're doing Independence. I think...
Maybe. I'm definitely taking Independence, Rob. I mean, you just sealed the deal for me. No, I'm joking. All right. we're going to move on, but thank you for calling, dude, and shout out to Olympic. One of us could pick them.
I'm
going to
pick them again in the future. I'm a big Olympic fan, so.
Hey, come out there with us, man. Seriously, join us.
All right. Anytime.
We definitely will, dude. We're going to make visits to different high schools throughout the year. Thanks, Rob. Here's another person.
This is Elijah. Elijah, Mount Holly, help me pick a high school football game of the week here. Who should I go with?
I say South Point.
Why?
Because they actually have a pretty good win record.
Okay,
I believe they've actually gone to the championship the past couple of years.
Who are you guys playing this weekend?
I'm not exactly sure if they're playing. I just know that that's a good team to pick.
Okay, South Point, he says. Thanks, Elijah.
All right, Arlene, your son plays on a varsity football team, so... Who should I pick?
You should definitely pick Central Cabarrus High School in Concord.
Are they good?
Vikings.
Who are the Vikings playing tonight?
They're playing Sun Valley.
Roy, what do you feel about? How do you feel about that?
Please.
Isn't Sun Valley a retirement community?
No, it's Sun City.
Oh.
All right, thanks, Arlene.
I saw where you were going with that.
We'll do our picks, then you make your decision last, okay?
Okay.
All right. And I think Sun City might beat them.
Really?
If they had a football team. Okay. All right, producer Nicole, who are you taking this week?
All right, this week I am going with Stuart Kramer High School in Belmont. I did a 5K there last weekend, so.
You're okay.
Okay, cool. Who are they playing?
They are playing Catawba Ridge from Fort Mill.
All right.
So go Storm.
Loren, who are you taking?
Well, I'm glad you asked because. I need a win this week, so I just Googled the best high school football teams in Charlotte, and Myers Park was number one, Mallard Creek was number two, so I'm going to go with Mallard Creek High School, the Mavericks, against David W. Butler, the Bulldogs.
Okay, by the way, you need a win, you're 0-1.
Yeah, I need one.
Nicole and I are 1-0, and Roy's 0-1. All right, I'm going to go with, and this is because we got a text message from the athletic director from the school. He says hi, or she says, I'm the athletic director at Freedom High in Morganton, and you guys should pick Freedom High tonight in Morganton. We play Draffin High, and we'll be guaranteed a win for Freedom, so I'm taking Freedom in Morganton.
Wow,
he even sent a message.
You were
guaranteed
it's a guy. To win.
Freedom High for Maney. Roy?
All right.
It's up to you, bud.
After much consideration.
Let me make this dramatic. Hold on.
Okay. Roy Brown and picking Central Cabarrus High School against Sun Valley tonight. The Vikings are going to destroy the retirement community of Sun Valley.
I don't think you understand.
And the Vikings mascot has an awesome mustache. So this team's going to win.
Yeah.
I got faith. And there's a mom really pumped about it.
Yeah, she just called in. So her son's playing. You should go and watch the game.
I should.
Yeah, we will, by the way. We will, once we get the proper permission to be on campus, we will go to a football game. That is for sure. Yeah. So there you go. There's our picks.
Now, don't let me down like Olympic did.
What pressure on the kids.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, up next, we got to pull a clip from yesterday's rap party. We do a daily rap party show. Dives a little deeper into The Daily Show. It's a must download if you're an MRL fan. Yesterday, we found out something. Loren forced her husband, Dallas, to do something he really wasn't into doing. We're going to play the clip for you. Then we need to hear from you, the wives in the world. What'd you force your husband to do at some point that he really was against?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We do something called the Rap Party Podcast. We do it every single day. And if you haven't heard of it, I encourage you to get the MRL On Demand podcast. Wherever you get, you know, Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, BPodStudios.com, wherever you get your podcast, all you have to do is type in the MRL On Demand. And we'll show up, and every day we post a rap party, which is behind the scenes. We talk about the topics that we talked about on the show. We give you a little bit more exclusive audio of what was really going on. And it's just us breaking things down a bit more because we don't have enough time on the radio.
Right.
And then other things come out. Like yesterday, we found out off the air, not on the air, that Nicole thought it was you know, Nicole's not married. She's not a suburban mom like Loren. So she thought it was hilarious that you brought one of Cash's giant baseball glove-sized chairs out to the field.
Yeah.
And she was giving you crap
for that. A sunflower field where you did a whole photography shoot.
Yeah, she promptly pointed out to me that furniture does not belong in a sunflower field.
So that's funny. You can listen to that. And then you have to hear this clip here that we're about to play. And it got us thinking, wives, wifeys of the world, what is the one thing that you'll never forget that you forced your husband to do that he absolutely begrudged and will probably never forgive you for? 704-570-9595. I'm sure the list is endless. Jump on the phone with us real quick, though, and tell us the one thing that you made your husband do that he'll never forgive you for. Listen to the text message that Dallas sent to Loren. When was this, yesterday morning during the show?
So I sent him a couple pictures, like, from our photo shoot, and he sent me this back. He was really upset with me.
All right, listen to this. This is from the Rap Party Podcast, Loren reading Dallas's text message.
He put, where do you take your fat husband with a $1 million life insurance policy? You put him in jeans and a long sleeve shirt, and you take him outside to a remote field in 95 degrees filled with sunflowers and a million bees that he's allergic to. Let's play a fun game called Heart Attack, Stroke, or Animal. Anaphylactic shock. Hashtag do it for the gram.
Yeah.
Back live now. That is so funny.
He was so angry with me. He's like, and here's the thing. Dallas is usually like, I went on this whole rant yesterday about, like, listen, you just got to lean in. Like, you just got to get on board with it. All aboard the crazy train. We're going to the sunflower fields. But he's usually really good with photo shoots. Like, it takes us like 20 minutes and he's done. But it was excessively hot that day. And that's what he was complaining about.
704-570-9595. Wives of the world, what is it that you forced your husband to do that he'll never forgive you for? You, the funny thing about you, Loren, is that you thought Dallas was going to be all in on this. Wednesday, I talked to you at lunch. We went to Cowfish to get the hardest yard roll, the Greg Olson roll.
He's never put up a stink like he did this time.
All right, we're going to grab your phone calls. We'll talk to you next after Selena Gomez. And then after 7, you have to hear this conflict between teacher and parent.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
So I forced my husband to go take photos in a field for our family photos when it was like 95 degrees out. And good Lord, did he give me grief about it. So we're wondering what you made your husband do that he didn't want to do.
Christina in Concord, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. What did you make your husband do?
So my husband and I had a wedding to go to back in March. And he went and bought me a bra. And he got me a size too small. So we went to go get ready for the wedding. Obviously it didn't fit. So we had to use a different bra. But I had him go and return it, and they wouldn't help him find the appropriate size bra. So he's in the store. I'm in the car. I've got three children. And so I'm calling the store, and I'm, like, complaining to the manager. I'm like, hey, he needs help. He's never bought bras before, any lingerie or anything. He said he needs help, and no one's helping him. So he's at the register, and he's hearing the whole conversation, and he's mortified. He will never buy me any other laundry or bra ever again because of that. That's what I forced my husband to do.
Yeah, did you see, thanks, Christina, the thing that went viral about the woman who sent her husband to go buy feminine products for her, and it was two different types, and he texted her and said, which flavor? Because it was two different, the boxes were two different colors.
No, I didn't see it.
They said which flavor, so you can check that out. All right, thank you guys for sending us that. You can, of course, DM us at the MRL show. We'll take more stories there. But coming up after 7.
A mom got into a road rage incident with her son's teacher, and there was a confrontation in the car drop-off line. You have to hear this story. It's coming up next with Kiss.
Starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
If you're in our car drop-off lane taking your kids to school, you might want to listen to this. We got a text from MRL radio family member Donnie yesterday. She said that she got into a confrontation with a teacher at the car drop-off lane.
Not just any teacher, her kid's social studies teacher.
So funny. Good morning, Donna.
Hey.
Thanks for coming on with us.
Yeah, I'm like the mother of the year, huh?
That is so funny, and I think a lot of people can relate to you. I'm sure you're not the only one that had this happen to them.
I don't know. I feel like I am. It was ridiculous.
I'm sure you're not, but, I mean, run us through it. Like, what actually happened?
We were driving, and it's like a neighborhood going to the middle school, and there's like a side road, clearly with a stop sign. Well, this car just like pulls out, never stops. And so, of course, I'm pissed, and I'm from Charlotte, and I'm like, okay. So I get up on her butt the whole time. And I'm like, you'll stop at all these other stop signs, but she's going to pull right out in front of me. And so at the last stop sign, right before we get on school grounds, I flipped her off. Of course, my child's in the car, but, I mean, this is not his first rodeo.
Right. He's aware that mom knows how to kick it on the street.
We're listening to y'all on the radio, and I'm looking at my phone, and I look up, and I'm like, I looked at my son, I'm like, who is this bee right here? Because she's walking, like, in the road towards us. And he goes, oh, that's my social studies teacher. I'm like, she picked the wrong one. She comes to my window, and she is like, did you feel it necessary to flip me off in front of your son, whom I teach? I said, yep. What did I do to you? Did I pull out in front of you? I said, you sure did. You never stopped at that stop sign. And she's like, it was a rolling stop. Like, oh, you either stop or you don't. I mean, and she said, I was distracted. My car got broken into, and I just looked at her, and I said, well, we've both had a bad morning, haven't we?
Okay. And, Donna, hold on a second. When your son told you that that was his social studies teacher, at that point, you didn't think in your head, I'm going to back down from this? I'm going to, okay.
Oh, absolutely not.
One after my own heart.
But, you know, in the same respect, and what does it look like you rolling through a stop sign in front of my kid? You know, forget the fact that I flipped you off. You know, you could have caused an accident, but she was ripped out of the frame about me flipping her off. She tells me, she said, I can't believe you did that in front of your son. I said, you will not judge me for what I do in front of my kid. I'm like, my child has seen me do a lot of things in his life. I said, and that was just an expression. He didn't blink an eye at it. And she said, well, I just can't believe. I said, you're not going to judge me. Have a good day.
Where's your son during this whole thing? Like, does he bail in the car and get out? Is he hiding? Is he like?
Well, he's just sitting here. And so after she walked away, I'm like profusely apologizing to him. And I'm like, I'm so sorry if I embarrassed you because I really did not mean to. I'm like, I had no idea that was a teacher, but I was pissed.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, Mom, it's okay. I'm like, no, it's really not okay. I should have better self-control. But the fact that she even had the guts to, like, walk up to me, and she, you can tell she's, like, a new teacher. She's probably all of 22, 23 years old. She didn't know how to just take the finger and roll with it. She had to, like, take a stand.
So what happens if your son fails social studies now?
I mean, school just started. That's the thing, Donna.
I know. So I told him, I was like, if she does anything to you, you are to go to the office and call me immediately because I'm not putting up with that crap. And there should be no problems because I was going to go into school this morning. And the best part is after she walks into school and I'm sitting there, here comes the principal. And he comes and stands right by my car. And I looked at my son and said, are you scared? And he was like, a little. I'm like, I am a grown woman. What is this man going to do?
It sounds like Donna's ready to take on the whole school.
I know.
Yeah.
Is your mascot the Fighting Donnas?
I mean,
so this is all happening in the drop-off line, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, right in car line, in front of God and everybody. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, man. All right. Well, listen, first off, thank you so much for sharing.
You're welcome. I hope that people call, and I'm not the only one who's ever done it.
There you have it. All right.
I was mortified there for a little while.
All right, make
sure. Well, I love y'all. Have a good day.
You
Thanks,
too.
Thanks, Donna. Keep listening. We'll see if we roll with some calls, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
704-570-9595.
Do you ever get into it with your kid's teacher off campus somewhere?
When we come back, I'll tell you a story on how my school had to make locks on the classroom doors because of my mom.
Whoa.
Yeah, she was that mom. We'll discuss in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Donna got cut off by a teacher, and there was a confrontation in the drop-off line, and it was actually her son's teacher, and she shared that story, and we were wondering if you could call in, too, at 704-570-9595.
just kind of, we're talking about sharing stories about how you got into it with your kid's teacher off campus,
mm-hmm.
you know. And this, by the way, we have to say, now that CMS and Union are back in their first week, this by all means is not at all a shot at teachers. This is just kind of Donna reached out to us and told us a story, and we wanted to share it because, you know what, real life happens. This is stuff that happens.
Yeah.
You know? Off a teacher.
I mean, a teacher cuts someone off.
She didn't know it was a teacher at the time.
No, but she found out in the carpool line, and, you know, here we have it. So I don't want teachers to think for a minute like, hey, we know your first week back is rough. We don't want you to think for a minute that we're mocking teachers at all, because we love our teachers. We just threw a huge event for them, the 4th annual Back to School for Teachers, too. But this was so eye-opening, we had to go to it.
By the way, I wouldn't mind hearing from teachers if you had to give a parent their business outside of the school.
Yeah, we can get into that next week.
My aunt's a teacher, and she's had to do that a couple times.
I was going
to
say, sometimes you got to put a parent in their place, too.
Let's talk to Brooke real quick, Roy, yeah, and then you got to tell us why your mom, why you got locks put on your doors.
If we have enough time for
okay.
that. Yeah, this is Brooke in Concord. Go ahead, Brooke.
Hey, so my mom actually almost got arrested for spray painting my parking spot for my birthday 1 year.
Vandalism.
At school, obviously.
Yeah.
And what'd they say to her?
Well, it was just a warning. Just they told her not to do it in the middle of the night.
I like how your mom snuck out.
During late hours.
How'd she get busted, Brooke?
There's security cameras, it turns out, that actually worked.
That's hilarious.
Thanks, Brooke. All right, Roy, real quick, what happened?
So I was in the second grade, and I couldn't find a book. And the teacher was doing a really good job of making there be a moment. The book was right in front of me, but I couldn't see it for whatever reason. And she wouldn't move on the class until I found this book. And she was just trying to teach me, look, it's right there, you know, that type of thing. And I just started crying because everyone was staring at me. So my mom catches wind of this, and anytime her makes her son cry, she gets all upset. In which reality, the teacher was helping me.
We call it the Donna in her comes out.
The Donna came in her. So as being dramatic as my mom is, we arrive to the school before anyone out, before the teacher gets there. And instead of waiting in the office for the teacher to get there, we waited in the classroom with the lights off. And so when the teacher walked through the door,
surprise,
turned on the light, there's me and my mom sitting there.
God.
And she's like, I want to talk about the incident yesterday.
And the principal's like, I want to talk about how you made it through security all the way to our classroom.
That was the 90s. There wasn't late 90s. That didn't exist.
Like, can we go to a busy coffee shop so you don't, like, I don't know,
that is hilarious. All right, Loren, dirty on the 30, celebrity gossip, what you got for us?
Yeah, Lindsay Lohan, man, she's trying to make a comeback in anything that she can. She has a new song out. It's New Music Friday, and I'll have it for you coming up in the Dirty in less than two.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette, sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Here's 95.1.
Man, Lindsay Lohan is trying to make a comeback any way she can. You know,
not even Oprah could help her.
Seriously. So, you know, she hasn't put out any music in like over a decade. Well, that's what she is doing today. But she's already had the failed beach club for MTV that got canceled. And then she is working on The Masked Singer Australia. But I guess in the meantime, she's trying to be a singer again. And here's Xanax.
Gonna be honest, it's not terrible.
It's not that bad.
It's not terrible. Is it terrible, Nicole?
It didn't sound that bad.
Oh, Nicole says awful. She's shaking her head. Yes, y'all.
I think if I would have heard it, not known that it was Lindsay Lohan, I might go, okay, that's fine. But yeah. The
Halsey
fact that you
sounds
know,
great.
Yeah, the fact that you know it's Lindsay, you're like, yeah, okay. Post Malone also has got a new song out today called Circles,
featuring Lindsay Lohan. That's awesome.
Yeah. And Justin Bieber returned to the stage, although it was in a little different of a way than we're accustomed to seeing. The singer led his worship at Church Home in Beverly Hills, and he did a little singing too. He later said that being in front of his church peers was way more nerve-wracking than any big concert that he's ever done. But now that he's done it, he'd be more open to it, and he even offered to sing at Kanye West's Sunday service.
Cool.
Yeah. This is a little pop culture. I don't want to say this is celebrity gossip, but Gypsy Rose, if you watch the act and you follow the Gypsy Rose story, she was engaged. She is in prison. Her and her fiance had broken up, but yet again, they are back together. Met as a pen pal.
That might have been French.
Really?
I don't know any of that.
Mm-mm. It's the
no, it's okay. You don't have to go into it. I'm just letting you know that probably understand, but Roy and I
don't even know who Gypsy Rose is.
Yeah, well,
you would know if you let me tell you the story, but we'll wrap it up.
Okay.
That's your dirty.
Let's play Can't Be the Rain, 704-570-9595, 48 wins. Call now, especially with the being back to school, kids in the car. Take down the rain, call now.
Before you berate your kid's teacher, play Can't Beat Loren.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren.
Oh, ring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Lindsay, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hi.
Hi, I heard you got a bunch of little ones with you.
Yeah.
Who's there?
We have Andrew, McKenzie, and Bennett.
All right, guys, are you ready to play Can't Beat Loren?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right, Loren, get out of the studio.
Going.
Loren is putting her headphones down. She is walking out of the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
We got a text message yesterday from someone who said, every single time Loren leaves the studio and slams the door, it sounds like a porta potty. I can't stop thinking about that. Well, now you can, too. Question number one. Alex Trebek finished chemo and has returned to work. He is the host of what game show, Lindsay?
Jeopardy.
And Justin Bieber led worship at his church and shared it on social media. His wife commented on how proud she was of her man. Who is his wife?
Hailey Bieber.
When asked why Camila Cabello chose the dress she did, she said that she was at a romantic place in her life. Which Canadian pop singer is she rumored to be romantic with?
Shawn Mendes.
And question four, what singer of the hit song Sorry Not Sorry will reportedly join the cast of Will & Grace for their upcoming final season?
Oh. Sorry, not sorry.
Three. Two. One. No answer there. Okay. All right. A burglar broke into the car and stole the purse of what actress and ex to Channing Tatum in broad daylight this week? Who's Channing Tatum's ex? Loren will know this. That's her boyfriend. No answer.
No, I know who it is.
Three?
I don't.
No, two, one. Okay. All right, come on in, Loren.
All right, Lindsay and her kids got three correct, Loren.
All right,
Ren, let's see how you do. Alex Trebek finished chemo and has returned to work. He hosts what game show?
Jeopardy.
1-1.
And Justin Bieber led worship at his church and shared it to social media. His wife commented on how proud she was of her man. Who is his wife?
Hailey Baldwin Bieber.
2-2.
When asked why Camila Cabello chose the dress she did, she said that she was at a romantic place in her life. Which Canadian pop singer is she rumored to be romantic with?
Shawn Mendes.
3-3.
And what singer of the hit song Sorry Not Sorry will reportedly join the cast of Will & Grace for their upcoming final season?
Demi Lovato.
That is correct. No answer from Lindsay. It's 4-3.
We were looking for Demi there. Question five, a burglar broke into the car and stole the purse of what actress and ex to Channing Tatum in broad daylight this week?
Jenna Dewan.
That is correct. No answer from our friend Lindsay. Final score, 5-3. Loren, you have 49 wins.
Oh, guys, I'm so sorry. I wish I could.
Not sorry.
I know. Sorry, not sorry. Like the song. Okay, but you guys know what I want to hear before we let you go and head off to school.
All right, this is Lindsay and Andrew from Lincolnton, and we can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, guys.
Thanks.
All right, make sure you stick around. We got to get to the legendary Friday free-for-all, your favorite throwbacks.
I see Outkast. I see Weezer.
Oh, wow.
I see the Spice Girls.
Don't go anywhere. It's coming your way in five.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Amy Amy Schumer is headed back to work after maternity leave, and she's actually, I think, really going to go back this time. She posted a picture of her and her little one sitting on the couch with a sad face. You know, I'm going back to work. But if you remember, she tried to go back to work like 2 weeks after she gave birth to the baby, and she got mommy shamed for it, for going back too early.
You can't win, huh?
No. Mike Posner, he can't, well, maybe he can win, but he encountered a little setback while he was walking across America. In Colorado, he was bit by a rattlesnake, and he was hospitalized. He says now that he didn't think it was going to be that big of a deal, but he ended up in the hospital for 5 days, three of them in ICU.
He also said that the snake didn't rattle because it was a baby. It was a smaller snake,
mm-hmm.
So it didn't, like, warn him.
Yeah.
I almost got bit by a little baby snake when I was swimming in the creek. And I looked behind me and everyone said, Roy, keep swimming, keep swimming. There was a snake swimming behind me with its head up trying to get me. Trying to get me.
Oh,
nip at
man.
You. It was trying to nip at me.
That's audio of Roy running from it.
It was chasing me, man. It was chasing.
All right. Well, Mike Posner is on the mend now. He has full mobility, and he is continuing on his walk across America.
Good.
Post Malone, he's got a new song out. It's called Circles. Now, he played this live, so we got a little snippet, but it didn't officially drop until last night, and this is the real song.
Sorry, hold on. Give me one second.
Okay.
Our computer crashed. I closed it out.
Oh, well, I can do another one.
Yeah, do another one, and then I'll come back with it.
So, Camila Cabello, she was asked about that real sexy white dress that she wore to the MTV VMAs, and she was clearly talking about her boyfriend, Shawn Mendes, when she told reporters that, well, I picked it out because it was really romantic, and that's kind of where I am right now in my life. And Travis Scott, he has got a new documentary out. The show has unseen footage of Kylie's birth in it. So him, Travis Scott, and Kylie Jenner obviously have a baby together. And he talks a lot about his the tour that he just came off of, Astroworld. But there's also that unseen footage that Kylie was sharing little snippets of on her Instagram as well.
Got Post Malone. Perfect. Circles. I think it sounds really good.
Me too.
All right, Loren, what's trending? What's hot? What does everyone need to get their hands on? What does Loren like today?
So, I really like Ariana Grande's, you know, her big long ponytail that she wears. So, I've been looking for a ponytail extension. Well, I found one that's not like the other ones that just wrap around your little bun. This one goes through the hair and is really hard to pull out in general. Like, it will not come off. So, if you want that information, we'll have it up for you at kiss951.com.
Cool. We've got tickets, 4 tickets for you to go hang at Autumn at Oz. We've got tickets to go up to the Land of Oz, and we want you to play a game with us. Guess what's in Nicole's mouth? She's going to have something in her mouth. She's going to describe it. You have to guess it. You get it right, we'll hit you with 4 tickets. Call now, 704-570-9595.
Kiss 95.1 with the Man You're on the Red Morning Show. We have Nicole in the studio, and it's time to play.
Guess what's in Nicole's? We're supposed to do it together.
Okay, let's try it again.
I know, but I said different things, so I don't.
So we're going to say, guess what's in Nicole's mouth. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, ready?
Roy, what time is it?
Guess
what's in Nicole's mouth.
This is so stupid.
I'm waiting until the last possible minute to put it in my mouth.
Yeah, it's.
All right, let's bring in. This is Candace in Denver. Hey, Candace.
Hey.
Hi, Candace.
So what we're going to have here, Nicole's going to put something in her mouth. She's going to give you hints, and you're going to try to guess, okay? Now, this is all for Autumn at Oz tickets, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Nicole?
Okay, it's in my mouth. And my first clue is when you order to go at McDonald's, they give you this.
Oh, that's a pretty easy hint.
It's a good.
Well, I want it out of my mouth.
Candace, the hint, if you didn't hear her, when you order to go at McDonald's, they give it to you.
You order to go at McDonald's, they give it to you. A bag.
No,
it's not
she said
a bag.
It's not a bag.
Nope. Okay. Second guess. It goes on hot dogs.
It goes on hot dogs. And you also get it to go at McDonald's, ketchup. Which doesn't sell hot dogs.
Ketchup pack.
Is it a ketchup pack?
It is!
Yes, that is correct. Congratulations. Candace in Denver celebrating the 80th anniversary of Wizard of Oz. We're going to hook you up with the 26th annual Autumn at Oz Festival at Beach Mountain. Tickets September 6th through the 8th or the 13th through the 15th. We got your 4-pack of tickets for you, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Congratulations. And thanks for playing
Guess What's in Nicole's Mouth.
That's how you do it. We were much more on sync that time.
Still to come.
Okay, this is actually really funny and scary at the same time because it's real life, but it's funny the way Loren's handling it, Roy.
I don't think it's that bad.
It got worse yesterday.
Oh, it did get worse yesterday. And I sent a text message to the group, not complaining, but just airing some more grievances.
Loren's entire family is running from the hurricane in Florida. Guess where they're staying? The chateau, y'all. Loren's house. She got new guests coming as of yesterday. We're going to discuss in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with Manny, Roy, and Loren. We are tracking Hurricane Dorian.
Hurricane Dorian is barreling towards my hometown.
And who's barreling towards Ballantyne right now?
My entire family. So yesterday, I told you guys my mom was supposed to come up and she was bringing her two dogs, right? Possibly my brother. Well, now, not only did they come up early, because I guess this hurricane is supposed to not only get to South Florida, but it's supposed to sit over South Florida for a while. But now I have my sister-in-law coming in this weekend, who is scheduled to come in. So my mom is now coming early with her dogs. My sister-in-law is coming with her daughter and her dog, and I now have friends texting me to come in town so that they can get out of the barreling hurl of what is Hurricane Dorian.
You know what? I blame you for all this, Loren. This is all your fault.
Why?
Because you built that big old, well, you didn't build it, but you bought that big old house with three floors.
Yeah, remember when I thought that was a good idea?
And when you walk down the entranceway, it's so big, y'all, it sounds like this.
You could probably fit 100 people in this house on cots.
Listen, it's not a hurricane shelter, okay?
It's turning out to be.
I know. I will take in as many of my friends that want to come, but my one girlfriend, Laura, had called me at the beginning of the week and was like, hey, if it gets bad, can I come? And I just told her, yeah, like not thinking that it would. I thought it would be a one by the time it hit.
They're saying maybe a four.
I know. And it's supposed to move a little farther north now, but she's a little farther north than my mom. And she's like, well, now it's going to hit and it's going to be a four and it's kind of coming by my house and I'm home alone because my husband's out of town. Can I please come to your house? And I'm like, come on. I'm like,
was that a phone call or a text?
It started as a text that said, remember what I asked you on Monday? And I was like, oh, I know where this is going. So she just picked up the phone and called me.
And I'm sorry, did you say she also has a dog?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
And she's coming with her husband?
No, he's out of town. So,
okay, all right,
but I have her, my sister-in-law.
I'm trying to keep track.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the countdown. The lineup is my sister-in-law, her daughter, her dog, my mother, her two dogs, and then my friend. So I now have seven people coming to stay, or well, not people, but seven beings coming to stay at my house on top of the four people who live there.
Do you have the Amazon sound effects? Because that's what I imagine this weekend with all the animal noises.
There's going to be a bunch of dogs barking at each other.
Yeah, it's just going to, this is Loren's house. All the animals, zoo, it's like a zoo.
Uncle, Manny, can I come stay with you?
No, the hurricane's coming through Waxhaw as well, Loren. I don't think you want to come to my place. Actually, I'm going out of town. I'm going up to the mountains.
Oh,
so.
See, perfect. I can put people at your place.
But here's the thing.
Can I not? Seriously, can that be a thing?
I'll give you the code. You, if you need an escape pad.
Okay.
I have bad news.
What?
This hurricane, according to Chief Meteorologist Brad Panovich and the National Hurricane Center, is going to slowly come up Florida's coast.
I know. They're going to be here for, I mean, until Tuesday. Yeah.
They're saying it. It's not even supposed to make landfall at this point till Monday night.
So, yeah, they're going to be at least at your house until Thursday.
Let's go now. I have a microphone in Loren's kitchen. This is all the as we speak.
Oh, all Caligon.
Right. Good luck. We'll keep up with that, Loren.
All right.
All right. Hey, there's a new article out, and this is definitely worth the discussion between the MRL show and you guys, because we need to know if it's something that you can pull off. This new article that just came out, we found it in the New York Post. It says, being friends with your ex is a must, not try it. Like, you must be friends with your ex. And we'll explain why this article says that coming up just after 9.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Roy, let me ask you this.
Okay.
You and Sterling, God forbid you break up because you're dating. You're not married like Loren and I.
Sure.
Once lawyers become involved and there's money involved, it's hard to stay friends with an ex.
Hey, but by the way, just side note before you get it, I don't want to derail this, but I find that it's like I find it juvenile to call him my boyfriend. Isn't that weird?
What would you call him?
I don't know. Partner? It's like, because we're not just like talking, we're not just like dating, we're like in a serious relationship. And boyfriend seems so,
High school?
Yeah. Hmm. He's my boyfriend.
Partner, would you say?
Maybe.
That sounds less intimate.
Right. I don't know. So I had to write a bio about myself, and I wanted to include Sterling in it.
Mm-hmm.
But
I can see that.
When you're reading the word boyfriend, it's like,
Lover?
Yeah. So now I'm going to go marry him just so I can change the title.
To husband?
Yeah.
What are you thinking of using instead of boyfriend?
I guess partner.
Yeah, but I know. What else?
My partner.
Significant other sounds too formal.
Too formal.
So I just want to let you know, side note, I was, it's weird. Like, I was writing a bio about me and my life, and I don't know what to classify him. This guy who's more than a boyfriend, but less than a fiance. Figure it out.
How about companion?
My companion.
That's my very hot, too.
Hot Latino lover.
He is not Latino.
No,
okay.
He's not. Which is strange because that's your type.
That's
Ricky Martin and
off
Enrique.
Off the air, I just told you that I thought Ricky Martin was hot. Now you think my type's all Latino.
Listen, if you and Sterling, God forbid you break up.
Okay.
Do you think at this point in your relationship or being together for a little over 3 years now, you could get to be friends with him? You could stay friends with him? Because according to a love coach.
It depends on how we break up.
You should be friends with your exes for different reasons. She obviously says the longer that you're with the person, the better. She says the reasons why you should remain friends with the ex is because you might have confided some personal things with your ex that if those pop up again in the future, your ex may be willing to help you out again. With the issue. So stay friends with them for that. They also say stay friends with them because, let's be honest, during your relationship, you two decided that you're not just going to be lovers, but you're also going to be, quote unquote, friends. So why on a breakup would you lose your partner who you're intimate with and also lose your friend? You should choose to stay friends with your exes. And that's what we want to know, if you can do that.
If we fall out of love. By the way, please call us if you can do that. 704-570-9595. If you fall out of love, if I all of a sudden just quit, you know, don't love Sterling anymore, I guess I could see a friendship. But if somebody gets hurt, something happens.
Well, not only that, but like when you go to move on to the next person, that person might not be comfortable with that situation.
Right.
I'm not saying that you have to like put up a picture of him, throw darts at him, but like we don't need to be best friends after we break up either.
Have you ever done that?
Don't make me answer that.
When you were in high school, you definitely cut out a picture and threw darts at the guy. Oh my God.
Made voodoo dolls. Some weird stuff goes on down in Florida.
704-570-9595. Do you think that it's a good idea, and do you personally have a story where you can share with us where you broke up and you stayed friends, and I mean like good friends, like you text them, not like, hey, we're friendly, like we won't kill each other if we see each other.
Now, I don't know about staying good friends, because that sounds too involved.
Mm-hmm.
Almost
I agree.
To the point, there was a celebrity, I can't think of off the top of my head, Loren, we talked about this, it was the wrestler,
Dwayne Johnson.
No, the other guy.
John Cena.
John Cena and Bella Thorne?
Yeah.
Bella and John remained friends to the point where Bella would reach out to John and will not date someone unless that she
has
John's blessing.
That. Yeah, that's because she's not ready to truly move on yet. In her heart of hearts, if she's still going back to him for advice.
Yeah, no.
Here's our buddy. He'll have some good advice for us.
All right, Logan and Gastonia.
How are you doing today, guys?
We're doing really well.
So do you think you could stay friends with an ex? Because this relationship expert says you better do it.
So I think it depends on multiple levels and multiple contingencies on what happens, right? Like, I'm friends with most of my exes just because it wasn't anything serious, right? Like, it was like a month here kind of thing. I was a roommate with one of my exes with some other friends, right, long after we had broken up. But once again, it was never anything serious. What I'm finding now, however, is, and I'm sure you guys have heard me mention this before. Last year, I actually ended an almost 8-year relationship with my at the time fiance, and we were supposed to get married last November. We're now at the point where we're cordial and we're social, and we are every now and then we'll kind of text each other just for no reason.
See, but no intimacy.
But that's every now and then.
Yeah. Right, and it's not like we go and hang out and get beers or anything together, but I think it's really healthy, especially because as adults, it teaches us how to prioritize emotions and how to, kind of step back and look at things from a different angle. Because, I mean, the way that things ended between he and I were a little messy, but, I mean, at the same time, it was almost 8 years of knowing each other, 7 years of a relationship, right? We both agreed that we wanted to retain some kind of amicable relationship if possible, and it's a process, but it's still kind of working. I think it's very beneficial and very healthy and mature if you can figure out how to maneuver that without it getting messy.
There you go. Logan, before we let you go real quick, what should Roy call his boyfriend? He says he's tired. He doesn't want boyfriend, but you had a fiance, Logan. He's not there yet. Partner sounds too, you know,
I too has official. To be, it has to be partner.
Oh.
I think partners across the board. Like, if you're in it together, that's exactly what you are. Like, you're like I can come up with a pun. I just need some time. I don't have coffee. I'll tweet it.
All right, tweet it or text us. Thank you. He'll know something. Sexy ass lover's my voice, my vote, but that's
sexy in a bar. I think it just rolls off the tongue. I don't know.
See, then I think people would think there's trouble in our relationship because, you know, my theory.
You're overselling it.
If you oversell your significant other, there's a problem. Let's talk with Cody in Lincolnton.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well, Cody. So are you friends with any of your exes?
I am, actually, all of them.
Really?
Yes. I'm just the type, you know, where, you know, I hate turmoil, and it's just better to end up friends than it is as enemies. Mm-hmm. You know, especially my ex even have a key to their house, and you know, and they're married and everything like that as well. So, of course, we, you know, we share a child or everything. But, I'm not the confrontational type, but, I mean, it's not uncommon. So
yeah.
I know I think Lorraine said she didn't want to comment, but, you know, she wants to throw darts at the person's. I mean, I've had that feeling too, even remaining friends, but I kind of get over that. You know, you just set your feelings aside, I guess, and learn, I guess, to forgive and forget. So.
I guess it's different, though, if you think about it, and you have kids.
Thanks,
you know,
Cody.
You have to be, you've got to have a good relationship with that other person. That's
she
different.
Says that.
Yeah.
This relationship expert, you know, there was a whole bunch that she went into. We just kind of skimmed
across it.
Then
I can get down with you being friends with your ex.
You would have to
you have to, right? Especially for the kids. You have to.
Mm-hmm. So we can't get to Stephen Newton, but he says he can still be friends with his ex. He's friends with most of his exes. And that's a two-way street. They have to want to be friends
with, you,
with Steve as well.
Best friends? Like, you know what I mean? I don't know. I just think if you're talking to somebody 24/7, then why aren't you together?
Text messages are coming in, Loren, about Roy. I like this, too. Your lover or your man? That's what you could call Sterling. You don't want a boyfriend.
Lover.
A permanent fling?
My permanent fling.
Somebody said other half or mate.
Mo, this isn't my mate, Sterling. I'm going to sound British.
Hello.
Which I am 90% British.
Yeah, there you go. And you can bring that up, too. It's a good conversation starter.
Want more of the MRL Morning Show? Go behind the scenes with our weekly Rap Party podcast. Access it with the Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.